welcome, ladies and gents. You're listening to another hard-hitting, or rather, cushy, oh so cushy, so cozy, so comfortable, hard-hitting show, episode of the Fundy Fringe Festival and Local FM's own Fringe Power. This is your producer, Judd Crandall. I'm here, of course, with our host, Mr. Tim Turnow, who would love to have you all join him in the sack once more this week. Good day, Tim.
Good day, Judd.
How is it going this week?
Good. How have you been?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm using my bedroom voice.
Oh, perhaps I shall as well.
Pity all my exes. They can't watch a Batman show without cringing.
I sound like a depressed Christian Bale. Or a happy one. I can't tell which is which. Welcome to the show, folks, where we have all your duvet and fringe coverage. Helping me get you all the deets between the sheets is my producer extraordinaire, Judd Crandall here. Judd, you've got on the same onesie from our first episode.
I love this outfit. I can't get enough of it.
It is classic. I love it.
It's been really difficult for me to not wear it every week.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like a variety show, man.
Well, I'm trying to mix it up. What are we, four episodes in now?
This is five. Number five.
How many pairs of pajamas does a guy need to own? I did. It's clean.
I think that's a secret thing. I think that's an intimate answer that one only knows through a lifetime of...
Am I giving too much information on In Bed with Tim Turnow?
Maybe. Well, today I am sporting a mustard hug throw. It's... half blanket, half robe, or more like it's wearing me. And the hug throw today was provided by the Lady of Doom herself, Uptown Shelley Brown. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Also, the ums. I'm telling you, you know, I'm going to count the ums that I do.
Yeah?
I'm going to have a contest.
You going to get your scorecard out?
Tick them off? Yeah, I think, you know, those... big jars of jelly beans. Guess how many jelly beans are in the jar.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to have people guess how many ums I do through the whole series, and the one closest to it is going to get a prize.
In the 10th grade, I had a French teacher who...
So
had
did I.
Well, you're kidding. Well, my French teacher in the 10th grade had a little vocal tic where, like, every few words he'd be like, eh? So he'd be talking like this, eh? And then he'd say something else, eh?
Maybe we should find something new and catchy, like...
Well, my friend Peter, you know that where you can count something off, like with the five ticks, the four lines, and then a strike through?
Yeah, exactly.
My friend Peter filled 1.5 entire sheets of loose leaf. Or not sheets, I should say, one full side and then half the other side in a half-hour French class of this French teacher going, eh?
See, that would annoy me. And that's what really annoys me about radio of all different levels... professionalism, the ums, and I can't stand that about myself. So folks out there, keep in mind, I'm going to try and count, I will count the hums. Try and keep up. there's a freebie for you.
Whoa.
Right there.
Tick it off, everyone.
Yeah. We're going to have a contest before the end of the series is out. How many ums does Tim do? You'll be helping me become a better person, and...
Because you don't want to get ums in your sheets.
No ums. You get kicked out for ums.
That's
right.
I think
those last two ums, including that one, don't count because we're actually going. But today, our guests, for the comfort of them today, we have a classic from 1978, a Taveto Gilks Chesterfield Hide a Bed. Oh, wow. It's restored beautifully with a woven it's kind of like an upholstered floral paisley pattern. It's really, really nice, and I want to thank the two Shawns for helping us get this beast up the stairs into the studio. And I'm sorry, Judd, but this is going to be the last time that I have such a big bed for our guests. I promise you.
Well, that's all right. That's why we have this huge, spacious studio that we're broadcasting from.
I promise the next one will be a little bit smaller and you'll be able to come out.
That's all right. Well, you did bring the sleeping bag that one time.
I thought that was kind of appropriate for the time.
Although it was really inappropriate to expect festival director Sarah Rankin to get into the sleeping bag.
It was a little... Yeah, I should have brought the bigger one. I mean, she's fine. It's not like... she's not a big woman by any means, and I'm not a big person by any means, but I think that was kind of, Sarah, you know what I mean. It's a sleeping bag. What do you do? Yeah. Jed, I want you to help me get this sucker open, because this is going to be great.
All right.
I've got all the space here. Just help me, because I need a little help, because my arm is still sore.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready? Here we go. Just get this thing out. And I always...
Hang on. Oh, it's stuck.
No, just give it a little rock. There. Give it a little rock.
There.
Okay.
Watch your toes.
Okay.
Oh, all
perfect.
Right.
That's not too bad. I think we can do with that. Hey, Judd. Which one was your favorite, Sean?
Oh, I like the Sean on the left.
Yeah. I like the S-H-A-W-N Sean.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like the S-E-A-N one. He's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of... I never liked those ones.
No, I know a few of those ones. And coincidentally, that means we both like the Sean on the left.
I think so.
I think we can both agree on that.
Great. Today on In Bed with Tim Turnell, we have three guests, three wonderful people who will be joining us in the studio today.
Hopefully we do.
We've got Labe Caban. Labe Caban from a show called A Lesson in Gabby 2. This is a sequel to the first one, A Lesson in Gabby, which performed at the Fundy Fringe Festival last year. I managed to see it. It was one of the few shows that I got a chance to see during last year's Fringe Festival, since I was quite busy. And I'm glad I did. It was well done. I liked the writing. I liked the acting. It was very, very clever. And it had a wonderful poster of a parrot in a bra. And I think it had a halo, too. Labe Caban will be joining us today.
Who doesn't like some good fowl in undergarments?
Yeah.
Really.
I'm surprised I don't see him in the studio here today. I'm just wondering. And our next person is from Don't Tell Troy.
Roy.
Don't tell Roy about Troy.
Don't tell Roy about Troy or the Seans. that one Sean on the right.
You don't want to get the Seans involved.
No. Don't Tell Roy. Performers will be in there to talk about their show. Don't Tell Roy will be in with our band. And I'm surprised I don't see them here either, Judd. Why are they not? I don't know. But anyway.
They might have gotten talking to the Seans.
And our final guest today will be the people from the Dead Sheep Scrolls. They were from Wolfville. Wolfville, Nova Scotia. They were here last year. We welcome both those returning companies back, as well as Don't Tell Roy. They were great. They had an improv show last year. Yeah. Wonderful. They helped tune my banjo for the show.
Wonderful. Very good.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm thinking, let's get ourselves comfortable here and wait for our friends to show up.
Yeah, you can join me in the couch until our friends show up.
Yeah, I'm going to pop a little tune on the hi-fi here. And
please.
We've been using music from the Sadies as our theme and incidental music all this time, so I thought I'd...
Why the Sadies so much? People are going to say,
such a fine band.
They are.
One of Canada's greatest. And we are going to give you a little number right now from their latest album, Internal Sounds, and in honor of... welcoming our next guest on the show and starting all over again. That's the name of this cut.
I think we can count Judd's ums too into the contest.
Yeah, let's just make it an fest. All right. Well, here are the Sadies with Starting All Over Again, and we'll see you folks very shortly with a little conversation about Don't Tell Roy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. We are on the air with our latest guests. Tim and I are just cuddling right in here.
It's nice.
It is really nice, Tim. I'm so comfortable cuddling with you.
I like that when things fit.
And I'm glad we have so much space in the bed. None of our guests were able to join us.
Are you kidding
in
me?
Bed today. No.
Why not?
No, just, I don't know, someone was busy, I might have given them the wrong address, I'm sorry.
Man, oh, we brought this whole big, don't tell the Shawns.
Don't, the Shawns are going to be so upset that they brought this hide a bed up here for nothing. These things are heavy.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I do have on the intercom here,
okay,
live and direct, some of the folks from your fave and mine, among many faves, of course, to come at this Fundy Fringe Festival.
It's going to be great, can't wait for
don't
the Fundy Fringe
Roy.
Festival. Don't tell Roy!
Don't tell
Roy! Folks, how
don't tell them.
We won't
it's a
tell.
Secret.
Thank you and welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
How many of you are there on the phone right now?
There are two of us.
Two of you.
This is Charlotte. George.
Charlotte and.
And I'm Linda Boyer.
Charlotte and Linda, welcome to the show. What do you guys normally wear to bed?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Why?
Well, I appreciate your honesty with that. Today we had a big
job. Sometimes my husband.
Well, I'm sure he's nice and comfortable. Is he plush? Soft?
I wear my husband, not her.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's not get confused.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in. We had a wonderful big hideaway couch here waiting for you guys, but we're glad that you could call even though you couldn't make it in. What are we not supposed to tell Roy?
That actually started, the name of our trio was different at first, and we didn't really, the name didn't seem to fit us, and Don't Tell Roy was something that, as an aside, that us girls, we all work at the Water Street Dinner Theater together.
Oh, yes, okay.
And our boss is Roy Billingsley.
Okay. So don't tell
Well, he has a wicked sense of humor, and any time one of us girls would do something together, he would have to make something sexual of it.
So
we ended up saying to one another, anytime we did something, we'd say to one another, don't tell Roy.
Yeah.
Understood. This is kind of a theater piece that has been born out of your companions at work, your cohorts and
yes.
Whatnot? Okay, I can completely relate to that.
So we changed the name. We thought it suited us a little bit better.
So is this an improvised comedy, or is this a sketch, or is it sketch?
It's a fully written show
and
with music.
And you've with music.
Yeah.
Great. And you've performed it before, or is this going to be the premiere at the Fundy Fringe Festival?
No, we have performed it at the Lily Lake Pavilion, and we've also performed it at the Water Street Dinner Theater as well.
Those are wonderful locations. I can't wait to get back to either one of them and see.
Yeah, we've had some really great response so far. So it was basically born out of a need for the Lily Lake Pavilion called and needed entertainment for their like corporate gigs and stuff that were coming in, and she wanted it something local flavor, so that's where it all started. Basically, the group was already together,
and you both
Don't Tell Roy was together, but
we got together mainly to perform music because we were feeling that we needed a little more music in our lives. We weren't getting quite enough out of the Water Street Dinner Theater as far as music goes. So we decided to form a trio and do more singing. So the show Medley's Wake that we put together kind of happened after that.
So that's great. And there's three of you, and you've all written the music, and you've all written the play, of course, and you all perform.
Lisa Walker is not here with us today, and she put it all to paper.
She put
The ideas came from all three of us for the material for the show.
So these are all based on like real experiences that you've had.
A lot of them are based on real.
That's true. They are.
Some are really crazy things. But
is it a family friendly show?
Sometimes it's got a little innuendo here, but there are no nasty words or anything like that. There's a little sexual content maybe, but nothing. No.
nothing to make kids go home and cry.
No.
I point that out because, of course, we always highlight that there is something for everybody at the Fundy Fringe Festival, families, adult content, and everything like that. So that's wonderful to know, and I'm really glad that you guys are going to be participating in the Fundy Fringe Festival. Is there audience participation?
Yes, there is
some.
So yep. no one's safe, is that?
Yeah, so if you're going to come in wanting to make fun of us,
you're going to get it.
Look out.
That's wonderful. So, folks, if there's wrapping up, and unfortunately, I'll have to wrap this up and get you back to work because we don't want to tell Roy that you're probably taking time off work to do this.
Thank you.
What is the one thing that you want people to know about this show in order to get them out?
It's all original. All the music is original, and we're really thrilled to have the opportunity to perform some original music because you don't often have that opportunity.
Wonderful.
And it's very funny.
Very funny enthusiasm based on real life stories. I can't wait. I'm going to do my best to be at that one myself personally. Ladies, thank you very much. You were great in bed, even though you weren't in my bed. Maybe next time, okay? Everyone, okay.
Don't tell Roy. Don't tell Roy.
At the Fundy Fringe
Thank
Festival.
You.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
August 20th to the 24th of this month, the Fundy Fringe Festival. Make sure that you get out and maybe get a button to support the Fundy Fringe Festival or get a punch pass. It saves you money on shows. Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Fringe Power on Local 107.3 CFMH. And we are here, of course, with our very special season this summer, 2014, for this year's Fundy Fringe Festival, featuring on air your privileged opportunity to be in bed with Tim Turnell.
Hey, this is my bedroom voice again. How are you, Judd?
I'm fine, Tim. How are you?
Good.
I want everyone to remember to check out Facebook and look up Local 107.3 FM, look up Fundy Fringe Power, look up the Fundy Fringe Festival, look up Theater Narcissus 12, my own personal project. Click on like, share, comment, any of the Tim picks in pajamas that'll enter you into a draw for Fundy Fringe Festival tickets and a grand prize at the end of this series during the week of the Fundy Fringe Festival of a coveted punch pass. Our next guest on the phone is from good old Wolfville, Nova Scotia. We have Russ from the Dead Sheep Scrolls. How are you, Russ?
I'm doing just fine.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice again. I remember you from last year. You had a great time, and it was great meeting you. How's your year been since?
Bizarre.
Is that type of bizarreness going to be incorporated into your next performance at the Fundy Fringe Festival on August.
Pretend it would be. I wouldn't say it was. It might be directly or indirectly related.
Good, good. So what's the show this time?
I don't know. I've actually got the entire group here with me, so...
Oh, gosh. Hey, everybody. Wish you all could be here. Hey, I have a bed here big enough for all of you, but you just aren't here. That's just tragic, I'm telling you. But I'm glad you could call in, and thank you very much. How many people are in the performance company this time?
Four. So same as last year, actually.
Okay, perfect. Same cast, same usual suspects?
Yep.
Good, I'm glad. I won't have a banjo for you to manage for me this time. I appreciate it. Last time, I had a little shtick in my show where I was, I had to suffer a constantly not in tune banjo, and they helped me out quite incredibly. Now, this is going to
be... I tuned that in a hallway, did I not?
Yes, yeah, no, that was great.
That was downstairs in the St. John Arts Center, or...?
Probably the St. John Theatre Company building.
That's the one, yeah.
So... Once again, welcome back to the Fundy Fringe Festival. This is going to be sketch comedy again, this is more improv comedy, isn't it?
Not quite. It was really odd because we started out, some of us started out doing a little bit of improv here in Wolfville, but sort of got away from that. And then one of the guys here with me, Jamie, would always tell me that he would be completely petrified of doing any kind of improv comedy because there was no script. So we started writing scripts and doing those things. And then last year, when we came out to the Fringe Festival, we checked out a number of the other acts, and we saw the Improvisation Corporation. And in the middle of the show, watching the Improv Corporation, they should change that, watching the Improv Corporation, Jamie sort of turns to me and just says, we should do more improv.
So that was, that's kind of another great thing about having the Fringe Festival here in St. John. It brings so many people together, they share ideas and they can go out. I mean, not only is an audience exposed to many new things, many new ideas, many new styles, genres, performance companies that we wouldn't have access to normally, everyone's coming to one big center, gallery hop, a week of theater smorgasbord, and everyone gets a chance to share and enjoy, and that's an example of what you guys have done. You've taken away and you're coming back with something that's reflective of the great nature of the Fringe Festival that can be enjoyed not just by audience members but performers as well. Congratulations. How many people are, I know four, you want to give a shout out? Who's all there right now?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
I'm still Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hi, it's Alan.
Alan.
And I'm still here.
I didn't catch that, Wilbur.
And Roz is still here, but I think Still Jamie is going to be your new name.
Still Jamie. That's perfect. So, what is your most difficult aspect of trying to create a show with no script and knowing that wasn't an by the way, that was like a long knowing that you're going to have an audience paying $10, which is really cheap, but still, you're going to have an audience that's going to be demanding, that's going to expect something. What do you do to kind of eliminate the fear? Or is there a lot of fear during performance for you guys?
We actually do have scripts again this year.
Scripts again? Okay.
Doing a full, like, improv-type show. We're bringing a bunch of sketches with us, and it's going to be the luck of the draw as to which sketches you get to see in any given show.
Okay, so it's like a roulette, Russian roulette of some sort.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
And this is, and like you mentioned, this is all sketch comedy that's kind of based on kind of just improv stuff that you've done before. Or not done before, but this has all been developed with...
collaboratively as a group.
Yeah, like there's nothing, it's not an adaptation of... I don't know, Moliere or anything like that.
Oh, no. Okay, I really hope not.
And is there audience participation in this one?
It's done kind of in the way where we want the audience to come up and help us choose what sketch is going to be next.
Okay.
So it is going to be a bit more... I feel it's more audience interactive than last year's show,
mm-hmm.
where last year we almost just did a show start to finish, but we did try to include them here and there. We brought people up, and they would read a script and be in the sketch itself.
But this time we'll be more involving the audience between sketches rather than in the sketches.
Oh, okay, okay.
So certainly more informal, I think.
And like I asked the last group, it's very important to know which shows you can enjoy with your family as well, because we love getting families out to so that they know that there's something for everybody. Is this that could be used for a night out with the kids?
Yes, we're leaving the dirty sketches at home this time.
Oh, okay. Under lock and key?
Yeah. We put those in the sin bin.
So we will be bringing some of those to the Atlantic Fringe Festival this year.
Oh, perfect. Folks, what... I got to wrap up pretty soon because I'm going to be doing a few other things today. Very, very busy. One thing that you can tell our audience listening out there right now that makes your show different than all the other improv and sketch comedy shows that are going to be at this Fundy Fringe Festival. Why come see yours? Doom, doom, doom.
I guess
doom.
Because what we do and what we're performing, there's a number of the ideas and sort of what the root jokes to most of the sketches that can be sought in just regular life. So you can watch what we're doing and think, oh yeah, that happened to me. Probably in a vague way, but it would be there. I think there would be a familiarity, I think, is probably the best word that I could use.
Which is great.
It.
I think that's one of the key ingredients for comedy is some type of empathy that you can a relation that you can establish with the audience. Especially, no, that's great, folks.
Especially modern grandpa.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. Folks, thanks a lot for joining us. You guys were great in bed. I wish you could have been here, but I can't wait for you guys to be here for the Fundy Fringe Festival and meet you all again. Gonna come out to see the Dead Sheep Scrolls, everybody. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Join us next week, Thursday at 4:30 p.m. for the next thrilling edition. Thrilling, cozy, comfy, comforting edition of In Bed with Tim Turnell on Local 107.3 ACFMH.